This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool once again. Just like the first Deadpool, it plays on the genre of superhero movies like a canvas, but it treats it more like Picasso or Jackson Pollock, just dribbling all over it instead of conforming to it. So it's not a Velázquez, it's more of a Picasso or Dali. So it takes and inverts and deconstructs what has become a very familiar genre of a heroic person who has something wrong with them, who then overcomes that, so which is the superhero journey, which is also the hero of the thousand faces. It's the, you know, of some person who is an outcast or has been bullied and ultimately is usually killed or disfigured horribly, and then that becomes the source of their secret power. The superhero genre does play on that. The idea that something, an injury or a wound, could become a defining and even a totem of power for somebody. And the attraction and the truth in that, of course, is that the moments that define us in the superhero films, it's usually the moments that harm us. For Batman, it's his parents being killed. For Spider-Man, it's being bitten by a spider. But generally, it's the moments that harm us that have the ability to transform us negatively and send us on a spiral downwards also can be used as a source of strength. You know, that would be the Zarathustra version of it. That which doesn't kill me makes me stronger. And here Ryan Reynolds actually experiences the loss of a partner in that grief, which overwhelms him and causes him to want to commit suicide, actually becomes a source of strength because his superpower is literally that he cannot kill himself. So he's the reluctant anti-hero as hero, the one who is so fed up with living that he yet cannot escape it. So his karmic torture is that he's forced to enter the land of the living, which is an apt metaphor for depression. And living with depression in and of itself, so the strength of the person who is living with grief and loss is their ability to really not care that much, and that can be a source of strength in a world where people are driven by stress and anxiety. So the ability to turn on a I don't care what people think, which can be an amazing source of power when you're defining your life on your own terms. The fun of Deadpool is not only watching Ryan Reynolds, but also seeing how they've been able to take what would be, you know, the classic sort of white heterosexual character and turn that into a discourse that is extremely clever. It plays on all of the conventions and it completely subverts discussion on race, discussion on sexuality, and discussion on privilege. And it does so while having fun with it. So secretly one of the most subversive films of the year, advances progressive notions of identity and what that means in a way that is clever and fun. So it's going to sneak up on people who don't expect it, and I think will have a positive impact on reorienting our views on what it means to be gendered and racialized. And that's what comics really have been doing since the beginning. It's a comics were really an underground response to the mainstream, and it was there that the discourse on race, sexuality, and gender has played out. And so their comics sort of taking over the mainstream, I think, bodes well for the culture wars.